Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bishop Dennis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Welcome to God's House of Prayer radio show broadcast here on a Saturday night. We do appreciate y'all patience as we are working through a transition in the ministry. I will go through an update for you here in the beginning of the broadcast in a moment. My wife is sitting here as we're sitting at the dinner table as the broadcast is going forth, and sends her love to you and says hello, as well as to my son.
Breaking up.
Is that better?
Still breaking up a little bit.
I'm doing my best with the connection we got. Is that better?
About the same.
Well, without further ado, sisters and brothers, because of the connection, we're gonna send over the broadcast into the bishop's hands for the evening. Without further ado, Bishop Dennis, come on forth with the word.
Everybody hear me all right?
Let me pull up their mic.
Can everybody hear me all right?
Lionel, are you there now?
I'm going to tie your hands up.
Lionel, are you there tonight?
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time.
All right, let me get him back in, Dennis. We had him on here and we lost him. The connection that we have right now. All right, I think he's back.
0389.
So, Dennis, go ahead. And I'll get him in.
Grace and blessings to everybody that's listening in tonight. God's grace be and blessings be multiplied unto you according to your faith, and by the grace of God, may his angels be your shield and your comfort. On tonight, we're going to continue what we've been talking about, coming together in the faith of a complete, desired, and willing obedience unto God, coming together in the fellowship and unity of the body of Christ, all so to endure to the end to the saving of the soul and the building of God's house of prayer and sanctuary. Tonight I want to approach this from the point of view of unity through humility as bearers of the light. Brothers and sisters, if we do not humble ourselves and unite in the fellowship of the body of Christ as the light bearers of God, we will put our salvation, our country, and our freedoms at risk. For it is written in Matthew 5:33-37, "Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for that it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." 1 Corinthians 1:17-18. "Therefore, when I was planning these things, did I do it lightly? Or the things I plan, do I plan according to the flesh? That with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no? But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no." Matthew 12:30-32. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. So let us all come forth in the faith of a complete, desired, and willing obedience to God's will. Let us make our answer yes, and standing with God through the Holy Spirit of Jesus, united in the fellowship of the body of Christ for the sake of all. Now let's listen to his teachings. Philippians 2:1-16. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of the mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. This mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly esteemed him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, those in heaven and those on the earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Brothers and sisters, our salvation promised to God, our becoming the born again in Christ, is not just a covenant a covenant of salvation alone, but is a covenant with God through his word, by his word, and of his word. It is a covenant of obedience, both in the spirit and in the flesh, in heaven and in the natural world. It is written, God says, we must obey all authorities in heaven and all authorities on earth, because he put the authorities there to help us. As it is plain to see, man, especially, I'm speaking in our country alone right now, the men and people of this country have turned their backs on God, turned their backs on his moral and his ethical teachings by which this country was founded. Whether we want to admit it or not, or whether we will admit it to ourselves, if it wasn't for the fact of people seeking religious freedom from oppression because of their religious beliefs, this country may have never become what it is. The first people to set foot on these shores that became the forefathers of this nation, the Pilgrims of Plymouth Rock, came here fleeing religious persecution and seeking the freedom of religion. They came here to be able to worship God as God would have them worship him, as they wanted to worship him. And with them they brought the principles and teachings of morals and ethics. Excuse me. And the laws of God, which became the forerunners and the blueprint of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and Bill of Rights. These same moral and ethical principles handed down from God for over 5,000 years is what this country was built on. But lately, because the children of God, because those people who claim to be his followers, have not stepped forth to maintain those moral and ethical principles. They have not, excuse me, they have not stepped forth to stand up and fight for those moral and ethical principles. Instead, they have chosen to pass over the very power that God gave them to govern themselves and put it in the hands of a few people that are no more than our representatives, and let them usurp that power and use it however they see fit. There's an old adage that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is more true today than it has been in this country. This country is in the shape it is in, where the stability of this country and the safety of this country is at risk. This country is at risk and in the threat of losing our constitutional freedoms. And greatest of all those constitutional freedoms, the freedoms that built this country and that this country got started on, the freedom of religion, is under attack by the immoral minority. This country and this government was built on majority rule of moral and ethical principles. But because we have allowed the immoral and unethical people to take control of our government, our basic freedoms and the freedom of religion has come under attack because they have forced God out of government. They're forcing God out of the schools. And when you take God out of the picture, you take the moral and ethical principles out with them. And when you do that, you're left with nothing more than the chaos of corruption and destruction. It no longer becomes a government of the majority, but it becomes a government of the minority, whose only desires is for their own self-righteous lust and desires. As the true worshipers of God, as the children of God, as the born again of God, it is our moral and ethical responsibility to step forth and to fight and ensure that these principles and these basic laws and understandings stay intact and are not tampered with, so that this can be one nation under God of equality and liberty for all. We lose our faith. If this nation loses its faith, it will lose its identity. And those basic freedoms which thousands have fought and died for over 250 years will become nothing. We need to stand up for our faith, for our God, for our country, and for each other. Now, the scriptures tell us that narrow is the way and few are those who find it. And it backs that statement up with other scriptures. But if the majority of those who want this to be one nation under God, with the constitutional freedoms of religion, equality, and liberty, if they want to maintain that country, they need to maintain the faith. Because with faith comes the equality and justice of the moral and ethical principles of God that have been established over 5,000 years ago, and which this country was established on from the beginning. Go to the internet and Google Mayflower Compact, that's C-O-M-P-A-C-T. This is the Declaration of Independence for the pilgrims that came to Plymouth Rock. I challenge you all to look it up and read it and see the confirmation of what I am speaking. Those who are truly born again are truly saved according to God's word. Their salvation is intact no matter what happens to this country. But if we do not defend our faith, and which is defending this country, the two are inseparable. It will make things much more difficult. It will bring tribulation before it is supposed to come according to God's will. And it will destroy the very things that we fight for. It's up to us. It is our choice. It is our responsibility to each other, to God, and to our country. And remember, we just read, God said, you're either for me or against me. Make it either yes or no. There is no middle ground. So each and every one of us needs to think and think hard. Because if we're playing in the gray areas or in the shadows, if we're trying to say maybe and not a clear 100% yes, you better take a hard look at yourself, because if you're saying maybe or no, your salvation is in jeopardy. And along with that salvation, this country. Let us unite in the fellowship of the body of Christ with one faith, of one people, of one voice, of one power, of one nation, under one God. And we need to start acting now. For whatever we do, we have to do within the constraints of the authority and the laws that are in place. And it can be done. But we have to choose to make it happen. We have to have the desire to make it happen. And we can do so at the voting booths. We can do so through the internet and mail and phone calls, taking it to the representatives of this government, the people in Washington, and assuring that the next elections that come up, we are not forced to accept an either-or possibility, that the ballots put back something that was there once at one time but got eliminated because the political powers didn't want it that way. They didn't want you to have the choice. They just wanted you to accept whatever they gave you. And that's the third choice or the fourth choice or however many choices you want to make it. But it's the choice of the right end. Ballot. The choice to put a name or give or make a choice other than what is given to you. Start with that. That will get their attention quicker than anything. You start demanding the right to have a right in for a nominee. Or if we have a choice to not just say yes or no to what they give us, but put our own choice in there. And then when we go to the ballot box, those of the representatives of the government, the ones that do not want to play ball, that want to keep the corruption of the politics and the hatred and the bigotry going, then that is our chance to step up and eliminate them. We can't rely on the president, no matter how hard he's trying or no matter how good he may be. His powers are limited. The way the government is set up, things have to go through this House and the Senate. And the only way to correct that situation is to correct the people that are in the positions. Make it plain and simple with a loud, clear, unified voice of the moral and ethical principles that this country was built and founded on. That either they play ball or they get out. and start replacing the corruption with non-political appointees that desire to follow the moral and ethical principles this country was built on. We do that, we will retain our constitutional freedoms. We will be able to put this country back where it should be by undoing the corruption that has been done, and we can keep it from ever happening again. But just as it is with your salvation choice to accept God, this is our choice individually and united as one voice and one power to step up and take control. Do not let the political corruption and those driving it dictate to us what we should or shouldn't have, or should or shouldn't do. Let the moral majority speak. Our faith, our country, and our freedoms are at risk, and by our choice, we will face the consequences. I pray all those listening tonight will take these words to the Holy Spirit, pray to Him, ask for His confirmation, and then listen intently for His revelations and guidance. Time is now to act and to unify in a faith, a complete desire, and willing obedience to God in the fellowship of the unity of the body of Christ, both spiritual and physical. And we can save our religious freedom, our constitutional freedoms, our faith, our salvation, and our country. If we continue on and do nothing, we could very well lose it all. Let us put on that armor of God. Let us be ready in season and out of season. Let's be zealous for the word that brings the moral and ethical principles that established this country, this faith. And let us unite as the soldiers of righteousness. It's either that or we face the consequences of hell.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to say what he's saying as well. Something my wife said that ties into this tonight. To my wife about our obedience unto the Lord. And she brought up, I was looking for, I always look for in the description part of the radio broadcast when I post it online. I look for scriptures and I look for a certain name or a title, a word that will go along with tonight. The word my wife thought of tonight was the word time. Dennis, it comes down to time. Comes down
you're still
to time management. Can y'all hear me better?
You're still breaking
Paula,
up.
Can you hear me?
You're breaking up big time.
Can you hear me? Is that better?
Come here.
Is that better?
I'm breaking up. No, it's still
no,
breaking up.
No, you're still breaking up, Nick.
It's my signal where I'm at. I don't have a strong signal. I don't get it.
Little boy.
Yeah, I'll just use that. I'm going to mic for a minute to Apostle Miles to come up with remarks off the what Dennis is
saying. You're breaking up real bad, Nick. You can't understand what you're saying. You're breaking up real bad.
All right, hey, everybody, listen. Nick said for Lionel to come forward and make any comments over what was said tonight, and then if anybody else wants to follow, do so.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like you said, Bishop, you know, putting on the full armor of God. Stop going halfway. Stop thinking that, okay, we're going to give this part to God and we're going to keep this part because we can handle this here and we'll let God handle the rest. That's not the way it goes. God wants our all the time. That's why things get so messed up, and because we only think we're supposed to give him this part instead of all of it. Because if it wasn't messed up, if we didn't mess it up, we wouldn't have to give him nothing. But when we know it's messed up, we give it all to him so he can straighten it out the way it should be, not the way that we think we want it to be. Because we don't have a way when it comes to God. We do not have a way. It's his way or nothing at all. That's what a lot of us brothers and sisters got to keep up front. It's all about God, not us. Because he's right there. He catches us when we fall. He don't let us hit the ground. If we're going to be with him, let's be with him 100%. Not when we think we are about to fall. Let's be with him before the fall. Let's get with him anyway. So our load always be light, because he didn't already say it in his word, he would never leave us nor forsake us. It's not him leaving us, it's us leaving him. We can give him something this day, and then, okay, when we think it's starting to go right, okay, I got it now. You don't got it, because if you had it, you wouldn't have to give it to him. We are losing the battle. And there is not a battle with God. Nobody arms is long enough to do anything. It's God and God all by itself. We need God every day, all day. If they put another date in there, we need God on that day too. We got to stop letting people, as we call our so-called associates or friends or whatever they want to call them, but the best friend in the world is Jesus. There's nothing that he's going to tell you wrong. Like the people we be out here with, and then we end up when they let us down, when we think that they are all for us. They wasn't for us from the beginning. But God is for us for now and evermore. That's what we need. We need that in our life. We can't make it without God. Look at all the things that's going on in this world today. The world don't owe us nothing. We all owe God. We owe God everything. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be up in the morning. We wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night. He wakes us up. He puts us to sleep and wakes us up again because he still has something for us to do. If he didn't have nothing for us to do, we wouldn't be here. He wants us out on that battlefield, talking to our brothers and sisters. There is no color. We all bleed red. We all are the children of one God under one nation. And it's got to be like that. Long as we walk around here thinking that that person might be better than us, no, it's not. all of us are just a filthy rag. And when people get it in their head to understand that, that we all are the same in the sight of God, ain't no big I, ain't no little you. When we start to realize we can learn something from our children instead of battering them all the time, acting like they don't know what's going on. If God is for you, it don't make no difference who's against us. Long as we got God for us, we in the mix. We in the car. We sitting in the back seat. He doing the driving. And we gonna get where we going and get there on time. We cannot rush nothing when it comes to God. All we can do is sit back and endure. The race ain't given to the swift and the fast. It's given to the ones that endure. And if we can endure this here, Jesus endured it. He still didn't give up on the cross. He still said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know not what they do. And that's like the bishop is talking about. We got to have that whole armor. We got to have that armor all the time. Not when we think we need it. We never supposed to pull it off. Because that's when that old devil there, he's just waiting. That's what he's doing. He's waiting to see who, which one of us he can devour next. But like the bishop said, if we got this armor on, he don't even want, the devil don't want to be around us because he know that's the armor of God. He know who you with. Like they say, if we call on Jesus, he going to leave. But if the devil see you with that full armor, he ain't coming towards you. I can't do nothing with this guy, this young lady, or whatever it is, because he got that armor of God on. And you can see it. And in actuality, I can walk down the street today and people can look at me and tell what I'm on. And they can do that with all of us. But we got to have that armor. We got to have that faith. We got to have that belief. We got to know that we know who we serve. We got to give it all to God, not some. We give it all to him and then add the rest of it to him as we go along. Because God said, bring all your burdens to me and he going to give us rest. And until we do that there, we're going to keep on failing. We're going to keep failing. We got to tell our brothers and sisters. We got to let them know when they're wrong. We can't tell them something to make them feel good. A feeling don't last no time. Feelings change all the time. We got to come with the truth. That's the business thing. We got to put it where it goes. Not what we think. We got to put it, we got to let our brothers and sisters know, hey, that's what you're doing is not right. Yeah, they're going to get upset, but they're going to know that they're doing something that's not of God and it's not right, no matter who it is. If you're wrong, we got to let them know, no, that's not the way it goes. We got to stand still. God got our back when we're doing these things. He always is that ace in the hole. We ain't shooting dice on our knees today with God. We standing up for him. We letting him know. If he got us, we got him. And he done told us, I'll be with you from the beginning until the end. That's not talking about our friend. Our friend will turn it back on us. But God is not going to do it because we got his arm on. So the bishop is right. We just got to keep listening and listening and going the way it goes. We can't put on no front. We can't tell somebody something to make them feel good. We got to tell them the truth. They say it hurts. But as my mother used to say, do something to get it right then. God bless us all, because she told us that. There's going to be a lot of things in this world that we're not going to like. There's going to be a lot of things we can't deal with. But there's always somebody that our Heavenly Father got that's going to help us get back on the right track. With that, I rest.
Rita, Paula, you have anything you want to add?
No.
Paula, you want to come forth in some prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us be on this broadcast tonight and join together as a family, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the message that was spoken to us, Lord. And may it be a message not only for us, but to the ones that we're preaching to, Lord. Help us save our souls, Lord. And we thank you for each and every one of these people that's on the air tonight, Lord. We thank you for the prayers and the blessings that you give us each and every day. And we continue to walk in your ways and learn more about you. And we ask this in Christ's name. And may God bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'll close out with this prayer. This is a prayer for our faith, our country, and all the people in it. Father, pour out your grace and mercy upon all your creation, both lost and saved. Bring forth the love and compassion of Christ. Open the souls of all, filling their spiritual hearts with your compassion and humility, their spiritual minds with your justice and understanding, and the eternal spirits with your Holy Spirit. Father, let the love of an enemy be the force that drives your desires to make right that which is wrong with our country. Rebuke the spirit of chaos and confusion. Replace it with peace and tolerance for one another. Instill the desire for moral and ethical judgment in all, and especially our leaders. Father, speak to all the hearts of your children, both lost and saved. Give them comfort in the knowledge that what has happened is by your will, that you did so for our benefit, because we had lost our way and you would not let us fall further into the chaos we have created for ourselves. Father, reassure your children that they can trust in your promise to watch over them. Ask them to turn to you in peace and comfort so you can show them the way back to your path and endure to the end and the receiving of your promise.
Amen.
These things we pray and raise in prayer unto the name of Jesus, for your children are in need of your grace and mercy, so they can find the narrow path once again. Father, we pray, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
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 Anybody have any last words?
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, piercing your price to pay. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times, I cried you again.
Lord, I repent, forgive me for my sin.
You played it all.
Up on the cross, you bled and died.